You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Come to feel what you need when what you really want inside. with your life. Running like a red disease. Running like a red disease. Ghetto people. Stop giving up yourself. Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, young. You got to learn to love yourself.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we review the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the
spirit. This call may be recorded or transcribed.
And we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted. And we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life there's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hope everything is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today. Hope you get a chance to do all the things that you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather is accommodating for you to do it. But, of course, if it is not, and it has to get done, you know it will get done because you'll get it done. I say. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific. Any other time around the world, but if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to the archives at timeforanawakening.com. Timeforanawakening.com, top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see the first thing, African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. That's right. You don't have to go to TuneIn no more. I ain't mentioned no TuneIn. You just have to go to timeforanawakening.com. You see the page on the right side of the page is the link to click on that, and there you can listen to the program commercial-free, no interruptions. That's right. Okay. Timeforanawakening.com. Other programming that we have on timeforanawakening.com, of course, is on Thursdays, tomorrow evening from 7 to 8, Mississippi on the Move, the Black Liberation Movement with Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. That's Mississippi on the Move. That's 7 to 8 on Thursday. Friday at 8 o'clock, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Saturday from 7 to 9, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. Sunday at 7, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Ah, yep. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com. Yep. Check out, you know, when you go on the website, WeBuyBlack.com, a lot of good products, brothers and sisters. And you know, and I know, if we don't buy them, who will? The bottom line is, it is incumbent upon us to do our part. And you know it. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bomani Tayemba. Hope to have him on the radio program soon. Well, I'll be gone after the day, family. I'm going to Milwaukee for a number of things in Chicago. So I won't come back till the 20th, the day after El-Hajj Malik Malcolm X's birthday. So we'll celebrate on the 20th. El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X's birthday. I'm going to miss that weekend here in Atlanta. Yeah, in the park in the West End. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. Beautiful. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bomani Tayemba, he has coming up. July 11th through July 23rd, to Ghana. November 20th to December 2nd, Kemet. December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azania. April 4th to April 14th, Kenya. May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. November 21st to December 1st, 2025, Brazil. Those are the trips that are upcoming. Brothers and sisters, if you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. Africa for the Africans.org. Habesha. Habesha Incorporated. Habesha stands for Helping Africa by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad. And, of course, the great work that the brothers and sisters of Habesha constantly are doing. You know, Habesha Works Program, Black to Our Roots, Sustainable Seeds, Golden Growers, Urban Green Jobs. Habesha. And, of course, the Kashi Project in Ghana. That's right, the Kashi Project in Ghana. And in fact, there's a save the date for a fest. October 12th. Yes, October 12th. Let me get the particulars because so I can't. Oh, yeah. Save the day. Dzomi Fest. I got to get the pronunciation of that. Save the date, and that's October 12th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Yeah. And it is in Ghana. Beautiful. Showing the land, the buildings, the technology, all kinds of good stuff. Brothers and sisters in Ghana. The Kashi Project. So let me, sorry about that. Let me, of course, continue on with the announcements. Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics. Ledge. Ledge has 12 projects in 6 different countries, over 170 employees and over 260 members. The Ledge Group, and of course, they deal in the 4 areas of human necessity, of human existence: food, water, clothing, and shelter. The Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics. SMI Pharmacy. SMAIFARMACY, SMI Pharmacy. Brothers and sisters, Brother Jabril and his lovely wife, they're waiting for you. Give them a call or look at the website, smipharmacy.com. And you can call them at 770-765-7751, 770-765-7751. They have a fine, just a multiplicity of products now, man. From the last time I talk to them, man. Essential oils and all kind of good stuff, man. Garden supplies and teas and gummies, superfoods. Yeah. Right on. SMI Pharmacy. And of course, if you want to drop an email, go to smipharmacy@gmail.com. SMAIFARMACY@gmail.com. Moses West Foundation. Oh, I must have passed up my brother, the Minister of Wellness. I must have passed him up. But I got him right here, the Minister of Wellness, who's doing, the minister is ministering in Kenya. And, of course, doing great based on the information that I've seen. I haven't seen anything from him in a few weeks, but the Minister of Wellness. Go to theministerofwellness.com. Brother Nathaniel Jordan, a health expert. He has products there and all kinds of good information for you. Theministerofwellness.com. The Moses West Foundation. Brother Moses West and the Atmospheric Water Generator, the AWG, the Atmospheric Water Generator. That's right. And he's working. Currently working in 9 missions in 4 countries and
6 million gallons of water produced for charity. This is not a money-making venture. This is something humanitarian, because water should not be commodified. Water is a necessity. It is essential for human life. Water improves health. Clean water boosts community health by cutting down waterborne diseases, benefiting everyone, especially vulnerable groups like children and the elderly. Water boosts learning capacity. Children and women tasked with fetching water often miss out on education and face increasing health and safety risks, underscoring the critical need for accessible water solutions. You like to have water right there, just open and tap up. You know, you got water. So, yeah. So go to the website, MosesWestFoundation.org. MosesWestFoundation.org. So you can see for yourself, family. All right. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located here in Atlanta in the West End, right on Ralph Dabert Abernathy, across the street from Soul Vegetarian, up the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Yep, and they have delicious smoothies and fruit drinks and health drinks and dry goods. So if you want beans and all kind of stuff like that, they have those there. And they have a number of things that you can buy. So Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, on Saturday and Sunday, they sell vegan dishes. Saturday and Sunday, they sell vegan dishes. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Medu stands for writing. You've heard of the Medu Nature, right? The Medu Nature. Yeah, that's what the Greeks called hieroglyphs. So when you see that writing, when you see that, when they throw the word hieroglyphs, you know, you, your mind says, no, that ain't no damn hieroglyphs. That's the Medu Nature, the writing of the gods. Nature means God. And, of course, she's located in the Greenbrier Mall. Give Mama Nia a call at 404-346-3263, 404-346-3263, featuring fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, T-shirts, figurines, and so much more. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The other bookstore that we also promote is the Black Dot Cultural Center Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located in Lithonia, which is east of Atlanta, off of I-20. You take I-20 going east, exit 74, make a left. Now you're headed north for about a mile, and on the left will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, Brother Kazimde Ajamu. He has a fine selection of books. He got T-shirts. He got the red, black, and green shoes. But, of course, he has things to partake in. Yep, Brother Kazimde Ajamu. Give him a call at 770-305-6373, 770-305-6373. Brothers and sisters, there is light in the Black Dot. Jump back in your ride, head back the other direction. Now you're going south, but you're going to go east again, so make a left. You're going south, make a left, and take the next exit, exit 75, Turner Hill Road. Make a right. Three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. Us lifting us, the economic development cooperative for our people, in the spirit of Ujamaa Cooperative Economics. Every Thursday night, that Thursday night broadcast is from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/ULU. Us lifting us. If you can listen to the program online by going to usliftingus.com/ULU, or you can call in at 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the economic development cooperative for our people. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. Man, Brother Abijah, man, he's got it stacked up in that joint, man. Believe me. He has, I mean, every space. He's got furniture. He's got clothing. He's got he even has a vegan restaurant on the premises. You know, African black soap, holistic and beauty products, oils, incense, CDs, DVDs, literature, jewelry, furniture. Man. Shea butter. No, they got to have some shea butter. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can give Brother Bijah a call at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Sun God Essential, one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall at Booth 225. Give my good sister Shelly Hummonset a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun God Essence, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Sister Gabriella Aurelia has been doing great work with the children. And so give her some support at Sanjay, Sanjay-Haiti.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Go online and see for yourself the great work that the brothers and sisters are doing. Okay. Akabin Institute, the great work that Mama Yah and Baba Baruti are doing. They deserve support. If you want to use PayPal, go to PayPal. Put in yahbaruti@yahoo.com and make your contributions one time or ongoing. If you want to use Cash App, put the dollar sign. Go to Cash App, put the dollar sign, Yah, Y-A-A, the letter M. Then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I. Also, too, go to AkabinHouse.com. The number of books the brother has written, man, he's a prolific writer, you know, at AkabinHouse.com. Yes, for Baba Baruti. As I said, I'm going to be gone for a while, so I'm going to read a few of the Inyasa Sim and catch up when I get back. Like I said, the first program we're going to have, we're going to talk about El Hajj, or just talk about Malik El Shabazz, because El Hajj means that he went on Hajj. Okay, he went on Hajj. You know, but it's Malik Shabazz, Malcolm X, Brother Omar Wally. Yeah. So I can't wait for that program. And for those in around the country, if you do recognize Malcolm, Malik Shabazz, a day in celebration, I hope that it is well attended. If it is outdoors, I hope the weather is accommodating. You know, a lot of people. And it is joyous. It is safe. It is something beautiful for us and our people. May 7th. Poor conditioning makes cowards out of all of us. Shaka Zulu. Although of great importance, we know that Shaka Zulu was not speaking of physical health alone. He was also speaking of health of the mind, health of the character, health of the spirit. Certainly what he was stated at that time applies even more so today, because our children are being destroyed on the streets, in the bedroom, classroom, and the prison pipeline, as well as through their headphones and other forms of media. And the only solution most of us seem to be able to come up with is to debate and argue over some terminology or egotistical weaknesses and insecurities disguised as critical communal social issues. These are no more than debates and arguments designed to see who can out or over talk who in order to, as Nana Dr. Amos Wilson would say, slave wounded egos. Let us take a moment to get our egos out of the way and ask the honest, penetrating questions. What kind of cowards would have to be in order to have reached the where we allow what should be our first priority to become our last, while at the same time saying that we love them and that they are our future? What kind of love is this? What kind of future are we preparing our people for? What level of menticide, of chronic dynamic cowardice has to have supplanted our common African sense to the degree that we refuse to act on our children's behalf in a constructive, uncompromising, empowering, permanent way? What blind, menticidal ambition would have us believe that we have successfully rationalized that inaction? Damn. Affirm, I'm exceptionally well conditioned. I am exceptionally well conditioned. That's why poor conditioning makes a coward out of all of us. May 8th. The Yorugu regards the universe as a gigantic machine hurtling through time and space to its final destination, to its final destruction. Individuals in it are but tiny organisms with private lives that lead private deaths. Personal power, success, and fame are but the absolute measures of value, the things to live for. This outlook on life divides the universe into a host of individual little entities which cannot help being in constant conflict, thereby hastening the approach of the hour of their final destruction. The Youth League of the ANC, the African National Congress. If Yorugu's goals, visions, and way are our highest aspirations, then we will never rise above their frigid shadow. And even if our vision is beyond their limitations, as long as we allow them, their minions and our menticide, to corrupt and hamper our individual efforts and collective movement, that is how much longer it will take for us to arrive home, because they have no intention whatsoever of letting us individually or collectively be human. Affirm, I am not in competition. I am not in competitive conflict with my own. I am not in competitive conflict with my own. Yeah. May 12th. For the only great men among the unfree and the oppressed are those who struggle to destroy the oppressor. Walter Rodney. The level of satisfaction those claiming to act as warriors who waste so much time engineering and implementing the destruction of serious frontliners is amazing. It's hard to imagine that individuals who claim to recognize Yorugu as their true enemy could become so hatefully vocal against those among our own who are doing the work for us. We live in a democracy proclaiming reality. We live in a democracy proclaiming reality where people want you to be who you are as long as that is what they want you to be. Understand? That what they want you to be. Do not allow anyone claiming to be a warrior tell you that you are doing nothing to nation build simply because you are not doing what they think you should be doing, especially if they are not doing it well or even at all themselves. And this is one of the most astonishing facts in this analysis. This confusion is rising mostly from those who have literally done nothing to help dismantle the apparatus through which Yorugu oppresses us. This is not to say that none of their accusations are without foundation. As we know, there is some truth in every lie. Their egos are just unbelievable to grasp, unable to grasp the common sense that divisive controversy will remain endless among individuals who are forced to negotiate their survival while under assault in a dire situation. Either that or they're unable to comprehend the simple fact that noise is not revolution. It's just noise. firm. I struggle to destroy the oppressors of African people everywhere. Ashe. I struggle to destroy the oppressors of African people everywhere. And I'll read one more. Let's see. Okay. May 14th. Racism is so universal in this country, so widespread and so deep-seated, that it is invisible because it is so normal. The Honorable Ancestor Shirley Chisholm. Racism is a group action, not an individual one. The acts of individuals of one group against the individuals of another group are only successful if they are supported by power. And remember what power is. Power is not voting. Power is not money. Power is not none of that. Power is the ability to define reality. That's what power is. Define reality and shape it and fashion it in your image and in your interests. If they are supported by the power, approval, and support of the group to which they belong. And racist power, approval, and support must come from the aggressively dominant, intolerant group. As such, any accusations of racism must be asserted at the national, not individual level. Sadly, but menticidally understandable, most of us so badly want this racism to end that they pretend that it does not exist. Delusional fantasizers of the absence of what is constantly in their face must interpret the racist hatred of this reality in individual terms. Four, to accuse a nation is to indict all Urugu and their love for them. It is too great for this. That's deep. For to accuse a nation, it is to indict all Urugu, and that's right, all of them. But their love for them is too great for this. Affirm, I understand that racism against which I fight is Urugu's normal thought and behavior against us. Yes, it is, family. I understand that racism against which I fight is Urugu's normal thought and behavior against us. Yeah. Ashe. Ashe. Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. This Saturday, family, May 11th, the 21st annual Abakasan Tsum Tsum. And it is this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Its location, Twin Ponds Escape. Twin Ponds, P-O-N-D-S. Twin Ponds Escape, 3215 Bright Star Road, Douglasville, Georgia. That's west of Atlanta. 3215 Bright Star Road, Douglasville, Georgia. If you want to call to get more information or text, 470-570-500-6596. 470-500-6596. Or you can email at abakasansumsum@yahoo.com. Abakasim. And what's cool is they got some training exercises for the youth. They got archery, African martial arts, centering exercises, get that core together, wrestling, capoeira. Yeah. Remember, it's at the Twin Ponds Escape, 3215 Bright Star Road, Douglasville, Georgia. Now is the time. It's free, family. Just go. Put something white on. You and your family members, jump in the ride. And jump on I-20 and head west. You take it from there. Yeah. So, Abakasim. Abakasim Tsum Tsum. And, of course, Barudi. Akabin's 10th Annual Complementarity Conference. That's going to be Saturday, June 1st. Saturday, June 1st. Complimentary conference. 10th annual complimentary conference. And then also, too, save the date, the healing event, African men and women releasing our pain and healing together. That's going to be Saturday, July 20th. Saturday, July 20th here in Atlanta. And Marimba, Mama Marimba's book, Let the Circle Be Unbroken. It's a new expanded edition. It will, of course, it will be sold at the Abacus and Tsum Tsum. I know, too, that the Medu bookstore has it. I'm not sure if the Black Dot. I think the Black Dot has it, too, because I know she did a presentation on it at the Black Dot, which I was unable to attend. Man, I'm just not clicking with Mama Marimba. Beautiful sister, man. I love Mama Marimba. Ani and her seminal work, Urugu. If you don't have it, you need to get it. But also, too, Let the Circle Be Unbroken. It was a smaller book. Now it's, you know, it's a big book. Not big, no, it's just expanded. It's expanded edition. Let the Circle Be Unbroken. All right, family. I'm going to read from our book, Identity, and you know a lot of good stuff comes out of Baba Baruti's book, Identity, the Asili Culture, Society, and Person, Frontline Concepts in African-Centered Sociology. I thought I'd read about irreconcilable differences, because that's what we have with Urugu, irreconcilable differences. That means that, no, we can't sit down and talk about this, that, or other and kind of come to some, no. We've tried for many, many years to hell with Urugu, brothers and sisters. There is no more discussion outside of who we are. Everything that needs to be discussed is internal about how are we going to move forward as an African people? How are we going to implement independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for us as African people? And we're not asking anybody for any help. We're not asking anybody for permission. We're not asking anybody to do anything but get the hell out of our way. Irreconcilable differences. This is coming from the Baba Baruti's book, Identity. Can it be an accident that the only people who have built an entire culture based on the dominance of others are also the only ones who are Caucasian? Can it? We know that the answer is emphatically no. There are two basic reasons why we know this. One is that we are fully aware that there is no accidents in the universe. That, to use the colloquialism of the 70s, is the knowing that it is what it is. The other is that in the manufactured, subhuman, globalized, Uruguayan reality, evil hunts good. Evil is rewarded in evil places, and as the historical evidence and all around us today continue to demonstrate, European society is an evil social organization. Europeans have worked very hard to carve out a space where they can comfortably be their godforsaken selves. This is the most I'm sorry, family. Let me just say this before I continue to read. I read some stuff and looked at some stuff this morning in preparation, and I tell you, what I'm seeing and what I read and what I know in discussion, it is a fact that these are an evil people. It is a fact. Supposedly, there's a mechanism that was done to unsecure America of its place as the number one gun in the world in terms of money, position, so forth. And Joe Biden is responsible for it. No, he's not. You greedy, selfish Urugu is responsible for it. When they talked about the Saudis and the number of Saudi Arabians who were responsible for 9/11, they're the ones who hijacked the planes, they're the ones just that and the other, you know, these Saudis. But to me, and I know September will come around soon, 9/11, September 11th, 2001, was an inside job that was done by the United Snakes of America. They justified killing Saddam Hussein of Iraq. They blamed, even though they knew all these Saudis were responsible, supposedly, but yet they blamed Iraq. And Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. And they bombed Iraq. And they humiliated Saddam Hussein, just like they did Muammar Gaddafi. When Muammar Gaddafi wanted to have a gold coin for Africa. Let me just say this before I start cussing. I know there's some talked about Muammar Gaddafi and some things that he did. But the one thing that I did before he was killed, that he was moving Africa. And I know that there were some things that might have happened. I know Brother Ralph has articulated those, and I appreciate that. But there was no doubt about it that he wanted the African Union to be able to unify Africa with a currency. And the United Snakes, Europe, and all other Caucasians did not want that to happen. So they had to kill Muammar Gaddafi. They had to make it seem like he was evil man to the Libyan people. But there was no. Y'all know the story. And that's what I'm saying. So they had to kill him in such a way that was humiliating. It is Urugu family. It is the evilness of an evil entity that has affected this planet since they're coming out of. I mean, they were dormant. Shit, they were in the. There were 700 years that that once again the Moors came up into Spain. 700 years. And they were the only light that was happening in Europe. But then Europe awakened, kicked the Moors out, kicked the Sephardic Jews out, solidified it, and said, we may war amongst ourselves, but we're going to come together to those who are outside of us. And they went around the world claiming everybody's stuff in the name of the UK, United Kingdom. The sun, so boldly, so arrogantly, the sun never sets on the British Empire. All around the world, they claim people's stuff. Became rich. The French, I mentioned the other day, I saw this piece on Facebook where they have all this gold. They have over 200, they have over 2,000 tons. Over 2,000 tons of gold. many of the countries on the west part of Africa that they have taken provides them with gold. All these shithole countries that they say provide them with gold. France, Spain, Portugal. Man, let me get back. This is most evident in their repeated invasions of other domains. In these barbaric atrocities, they have murdered or otherwise forced everyone in these places to submit to their races, to submit to European, Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege. Never wanted to use the word supreme, because they sure the hell ain't that. From inception seed to this furthest branches, the evolution reveals an evil genius at work. People use all forms of euphemisms to window dress evil as most apt term. But there is no more accurate description of Urugu's mind and way of thinking and speaking and doing, no matter what name we call it, what angle we look at it, what position or how deeply we find ourselves entwined within its deadly coil. It all boils down to evil. We only stay confused or experience being repeatedly blindsided and shocked about the immorality, unethicalness of the order in the chaos about us when we forget that evil rewards evil. It promotes, sanctions it. Goodness is not a part of the equation except in service of evil ends. There are no mistakes, no inadvertent acts, no contradictions. This is one of the fundamental truths about which we should never become confused. Within evil, in evil environments, evil triumphs. This is its domain. There it rules, regardless of the delusion of peace and love. In an evil place, evil people thrive. Evil is rewarded. Evil spirits congregate and coalesce. Those who do wrong prosper. The more wrong, the greater the prosperity. In evil places, good people are punished and sacrificed for the good of evil. The only possible real theoretical or practical in terms of centered African work questions here would be of whether evil be allowed to thrive or consciously brought to heal by good or vice versa. We can best pursue a meaningful answer to this question for us by contrasting our ancestors and Urugu's way of thinking and being. I had initially hoped to not have to deal with the mind of Europe as a means of illustrating the relevance of our way to us. More than readers know, I tire of detailing the Europeans' corruptions, chaos, insanity, inhumanity, dearth of spiritual depth, the seemingly endless clearing of thorns, theoretical underbrush, and twisted conceptual vines, and which is rooted in bottomless academic quicksand, thick with venomous, intellectualizing snakes wearing at you when you are determined to reclaim every single step along the path back home. It is a litany that at times, at least momentarily, is best left forgotten. However, time has taught me that this struggle to grapple with an unfathomable horror truth is necessary because of those of us who know we are African cannot travel this path alone. As an African, I know that returning home is, in the final analysis, a communal, a national venture. It will require the fortitude and the vision of many uncompromising Africans as we can locate. And because knowing an intent without righteous application is meaningless, it can only be accomplished if those who are willing and able to decide to gather themselves around the vision of defeating what of our way has been lost and rebuilding that of which will now bring us back into power. That's right, power. The ability to find reality for us as African people. To shape it and fashion it in our image and in our interests without asking nobody for a damn thing. Although this power can never be repeated enough among a people whose majority is deeply minocidal, the fallacy that every or even most Africans must be included in the revolution or it cannot be successful has already been addressed. That's right. We don't need all of us. We need a strong, strong number of brothers and sisters and families who are committed and to be the model. Here, let it suffice to say that unity does not precede consciousness. Consciousness precedes unity. So in order for us to deal with unity, we have to be conscious first. I didn't start thinking about the unity of African people. No, I developed consciousness. Reading, programs, workshops, conferences, listening to Dr. John Henry Clark in my car. If we cannot do this collectively, at least among those of us who have the capacity to return our African selves, all is lost. If we cannot do this collectively, at least among those of us who have the capacity to return to our African selves, if we don't, all is lost. This should never happen, though, because we know that a promise is a debt. And we have promised to bring back balance and order. Ashe. As servants of the people and honorable nation builders, we know that we have a promised responsibility to those reaching out to save from the entanglement of an unforgiving, menticidal self-entrapment. They deserve every chance we can offer to assist them because that self, they know they must be in order to regain their sanity. Such a battle can only be won by having a clear understanding of the difference between that which destroys and that which must stop its destruction. For us, these vital lessons cannot be taught without contrasting the irreconcilable difference between African and Yoruba realities. No reason is more obvious as to why this is so necessary than simply because most people searching for the African way are so deeply embedded in a Eurocentric lost consciousness and way of thinking that Afro-Asians cannot work by itself to release them from its illogic. They must be allowed to see what they must disentangle themselves from. For as Yikwe Arman reminds us, dislike without knowledge is not firm. Dislike without knowledge is not firm. At the same time as Yoruba is fully revealed to them, they must be shown what they must endeavor to completely submerge themselves within. Therefore, these African-European contrasts must be brought out in order for a dynamic and durable awakening to occur. These critical points and lessons are essential in preparing and galvanizing the enslaved to permanently separate themselves from the slave monster. And they are indispensable for a lasting progressive movement back into the heart of a traditional African existence. It is for these reasons that the irreconcilable differences that polarize the African way from Yoruba's have been and will continue to be explored in a great deal of depth as possible throughout the works, throughout these works. It is the only sure way to expose truth in the midst of onslaught of incredible seductive lies. Our ancestors' wisdom on this point is clear. One who has revealed evil has caused the truth to come out. Ashe. Brothers and sisters, irreconcilable differences. That's what we have. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, brothers and sisters, the phone lines are open. Tell us what's on your African mind. The phone lines is open. You're listening to the African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Thank you.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. It's so good. I'm not sure who puts that out, but that's a good piece. It's so good. Yeah, family, I'm going to Milwaukee for a memorial for my brother who I went to Vegas for last month, and having a memorial for him in Milwaukee. Just did a lot of good work. Just a good brother, man. Just still feel so bad, always will. I enjoyed work with him. We were, you know, at least I felt a very good team in terms of our people who work for us. He was on the ladder truck and I'm on the engine, and you may not know how they work in conjunction with one another to make sure that things are mitigated and help is rendered, you know, whatever it might be, EMS run or fire run or auto accident, whatever it is, you know. So, yeah. Also, too, on that Friday, this Friday, the day. You know, Mother's Day is Sunday. So, but this Friday, the brothers who I went to school with and played ball with, and they have a breakfast every second Friday. So I'm looking forward to that. See, in fact, my brother Muhammad, who's been on this program a number of times, he owes me one. So he said, yeah, man, I'm going to stay up to make sure. Because, you know, I went to go pick him up, man, and wound up missing the thing. By the time I got there, there were only a couple of people left. So we're going to be able to make that happen this Friday. So, yeah, family, I tell you. I just see here when I picked up my phone, and an article from the Washington Post: racism led to lower benefits for black veterans, study finds. And I'm thinking to myself, you see this all the time, and here it is, 2023, it could be 2025, it could be 2030, and the same damn thing will be happening. I think that what I've been advocating and what I'm promoting and what I pray for and what I plead for is for us to... Damn that. Yes, there are fights, and believe me, they'll never be won. So you may fight the government. They may release some money where a few veterans, you know, just like the farmers and all other things. The things that I read to you, I know I'm sounding frustrated because I guess I am, that I read to you and that I talk to you about is the fact that the most important thing for us to do is work to get out of this, not to try to reform it, not to try to make it do right, not to try to look at us equitably, not to try to incorporate us in. No. No, the most important thing for us as African people is to reclaim and restore and recapture our Africanness. And that means to reclaim and restore our African mind. Because that's all it is, family. That's all it is. We have our minds right. We have a love for ourselves, a love for each other, a willingness to assist and support and work with one another, trust one another, believe in one another, spend money or whatever the currency is or whatever it is has to do with us promoting ourselves is what needs to be done. And we don't need everybody. What we need are the brothers and sisters who are committed to developing an African reality. It's to recognize that we have an enemy. And when you look at the situation historically, from our perspective, from an African perspective, we realize that that enemy wants to eliminate us. Just like the European Jews want to eliminate the Palestinian people. So, give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Yeah. I said to myself, man, is that a surprise that veterans were given more not so honorable discharges than other veterans? Of course not. Of course not. Nationwide study found more than a million military discharges find that American Africans are significantly more likely to bear the stigma of a less than honorable discharge. Of course. Of course. Yeah. I tell you. Family. I can't have this dead air. Let me just jump on something in my mind and just run with it. Or I can continue to read.
Bubble.
Hey, what's my brother Lusk? How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing well. What about you, my brother?
Okay, well, I'm hanging in there.
You know, right on.
I'm doing the best that I can with what I have.
That's right.
And a question popped up in my head that I think ought to be worth some chopping up on and tossing around.
Sure.
Do you think that we as black people of African descent could ever come to a point where we know that we have done wrong, that we know that we've done did wrong,
mm-hmm.
whatever that wrong is
okay.
with regards to defining by whoever standards that we're going to operate by, whoever's consciousness that we're going to operate by. Can we ever admit that at all in order for us to ask for help?
Well, one may argue that whatever wrongs that have been done, they need to, not to conceal them, but to just open up about them, you know, apologize for them, that's what it takes, or correct them, or, you know, give some, whatever it is, to make that wrong right. And then move on from there, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I think that in the situation here, the root of the problem is Urugu. They are the root. Even though we may act and behave certain ways because of what they have done to us, we're not in our right minds.
And because
of that, we behave and act in certain ways. You know, we're willing to degrade one another, demean one another, lie and cheat and steal from one another. We wouldn't do that to Urugu because we know the consequences.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So because surely as an individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
As one ponders one's comings and goings for themselves, that they have made to come to some point where they've crossed lines. All right. So no one has to tell them, right? If someone has to tell me that I've done wrong, then you have to ask, by whose standards are we operating by here?
Mm-hmm, right.
So what you consider wrong is not what I'm considering wrong. And so with regards to us looking internally within, to come to a realization, as we sometimes, and looking in the mirror, can we actually do that? You know, I admit that we are wrong, number one. Number two, to be able to ask for help of ourselves, for ourselves, by ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking, not only are we looking at our own individual, but the reflections that we cast out, right, and what comes back to us. Mm-hmm. Surely people, brothers and sisters, have to see that they've, excuse the vernacular, done did wrong to mm-hmm. some degree or another.
Right.
Can that be admitted? Can that be admitted? Mm-hmm. And if so, then ask for that help to be able to say, you know, I didn't know. I wasn't conscious of what it was that I was doing. Then I need help in correcting that matter.
Right.
So that's what I thought. Well, I put out.
Well, see,
to top
if,
up.
If you're not cognizant or conscious of what you're doing, then and you're doing it, and you believe that what you're doing really may be right, because you don't have that deeper understanding, and so therefore you can't be held accountable. Those who tricked you, those who fooled you, those who lied to you, those who made you think what you were doing is uh-huh. right, they are the ones who are the culprits. You know, they are the ones that made this happen, not you. You're not blameless. You're not blameless. There's definitely some blame, but the ultimate blame, that's why I've always said, the ultimate goes to the Caucasian, goes to the European, goes to Urugu, the white man, because they are the ones. You know, when you look at our situation taken from Africa, let's, you know, when you go through the whole, you know, situation taken out of Africa, put in these so-called castles. You know, it's another pet peeve of mine, you know, calling those dungeons castles, because you hear, when you go to Africa, whether you go to Ghana, Nigeria, any other place, Senegal, where there are dungeons. In those tours, sometimes the guy will call it a castle, you know.
Okay.
And of course, to me, he or she needs to be immediately corrected, you know, because they're not castles. A man's home, a man's home is his castle. That's the old cliche. Remember that one? A man's home is his castle. Yep. Well, this was a damn dungeon, especially for us. It might have been a castle to the cracker, because he was up high. In fact, some of the dungeons would have a yard where the sisters would come out, and the cracker could go on a balcony or window, and he could pick which one that he wanted to rape that night or whatever. This is horror. So no, it's not a castle. And so coming into that situation, then being put on a boat for almost 2 months of living in hell, literally, and then brought to this country and then put on display to be sold, and then to be denied your language, your traditions, or anything, and then giving you a name, Toby.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sorry, my brother. You know, all of this was done under the threat of death.
Yes.
You know.
I agree.
So because I developed a mindset, and that could just be purely, Brother Lust, under the idea of survival. Okay, I have to take this shit, you know.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to take this because I want to survive. And maybe my offspring, you know, maybe down the road, I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, 1619 to 1865 is a hell of a long time, ain't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. And the fact that in that length of time, the destruction of a people's minds, you know, and their very humanness, you know, always being in question. You were looked at as property, you to be bought and sold. You had no opinion. In fact, if you remember, even though from the Christianity standpoint, they brought you into that as a way of making you more docile, because to the European who put us in that situation, we had no soul. You know, I know that years later, James Brown, you know, the godfather of soul, that, you know, we claimed that, yeah, man, we got soul brother, soul sister. Yeah, being words. But in terms of the spirit, we had nothing. We were less than human. We've seen many times what caricature or cockature that the European has made of us, putting us in human zoos here in this country and in Europe, where you go to see a little boy or a little girl. Man.
Well, thank you so very much. Hopefully there'll be others on the call to chime in.
All right.
As always, I'm listening and learning. Thank you so very much,
brother. Always, yeah, brother Lus. You take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy your vacation.
All right, dear brother. Peace to you.
All righty. Peace.
Yeah. I understand what Brother Lusk is saying. And the responsibility of getting out of this madness is ours, and ours alone. The people who did it, we're asking them, because they did it. But they have no reason to get us out of this madness, because it's the entrapment of what they have done to keep us in this madness. So no, I don't look to Caucasians for anything. I don't look to Urugu for a damn thing. And I recognize that there are many, particularly here in America, the majority of our people, and that's a true statement, here in America, the majority of our people are stricken with the Urugu virus. They are weak, and they are sick with it, self-hating. The majority of our people don't participate in things that are African. May 19th, coming up, on a weekend, May 19th, Malik Shabazz's birthday celebration. Yeah, so they ain't gonna participate. June 19th, the following month, June 19th, Juneteenth Day. Now, I mean, you know, I recognize that Juneteenth Day is a day that I, you know, kind of, don't have any good feelings about, because it was a day, it was 2.5 more years of free labor that these crackers got out of us in Texas. There was some freedom happenings. And I use that word loosely. through our people in the South, you know, and then many of our people, you know, right after 1865, the Reconstruction period. And of course, the Caucasian, even though they warred with each other because of two ideas. And the North's idea wasn't no damn better for us than the South. But yeah, let me just say this. The North's idea better for us than the South. Let's be real, you know, because chattel slavery as opposed to not being, but the menticide that followed throughout this country. They got a vice grip on our minds. They have a vice grip. And you understanding that tool, that once the vice grip is set, you can't open it, you can't pull it apart. It's that knob at the end of the handle. Turning of that knob requires development of consciousness and understanding and historical perspective and so forth. And the more you acquire, the more easy it is to turn that knob till finally the tension is gone and you can, bam, open it up and see the cracker for who and what they are. Not that you challenge them. Not that you say this, that, the hell with them, is that now my mind is free. Let's get others whose minds are free. Let us come together and work. Let us begin to build a connection with Africans of like-minded around the world. Let us particularly build Africans on the continent, because there's no other place on this planet that we can say to anybody and everybody, leave me alone. This is mine. You want some of it? You're going to pay for it. Nowhere. The brothers and sisters in the Caribbean. Still, the currencies are European. The governments are European. On the African soil, same thing. But it's on the African soil that we have the ability, if we begin to come together to exercise it, to tell them to get the hell off this land. Imagine if we could have worked that through and started unifying. That's what Kwame Nkrumah, the first country to gain independence, the first president, that's what he said. I played it all the time. I use that all the time. Because that is the ultimate. That should be our end game. Do you ask yourself sometimes, what is the end game? I know that here for some people it is the integration and the allowing us to be able to compete equitably and evenly and so forth with anybody else, so that if I go for the job and you go for the job and your credentials and how you present is better than me, that he should get the job, but you know, you should get the job, you know? That's what you like to think. But see, African way is not competition, is cooperation. The African way is cooperation. Hey, Baba, how you doing?
I'm doing well, OG. I'm listening to you. It's always good to hear you talk.
Well, no, thank you, dear brother. Thank you for listening, Baba. Appreciate you.
Being that you brought up my dear brother, my former neighbor, Malcolm X.
Right on.
That's a very soft spot. I had to comment on.
Right on.
That.
Thank you. Thank you for chiming in.
Yes, sir. But regardless how we got to wherever we went, slavery, you name it, Van Sertima said, They came before the, I forget the book, but whatever.
Yeah, they came before Columbus.
Came before Columbus.
Yeah, the Olmecs. Mm-hmm.
Wherever, I've been around the world twice, world, in the last years or so. Wherever we go, descendants of Africa, slavery, you name it, Brazil, I don't care, wherever we put our foot down, we make an impression. They're impressed with us no matter what we do, the whole nine yards. It's unfortunate what happened. There's a story behind what happened. We really don't know all the details, you see, but we've been distributed around this globe for a reason. And I'm not getting into the church shit and all this bullshit. I'm telling you what I've seen with my own eyes, what I experienced. Wherever we go on this planet, that's why these suckers are trying to get off this planet. Because if we go to another planet, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to have a problem with us. We are the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First, I tell them all. We came before you. You can't tell us we know you. You don't know us.
Right.
We're all over the place. You're not all over the place. We are everywhere. I've been to Greenland, black people. New Nova Scotia, black people. And wherever they go and form their little communities, the whole fucking system is fucked up for them, in terms of them, because they don't know what to do with you. And they won't listen. They don't pay attention. Because somebody told them that they were superior, whatever. They're not superior. They don't know shit.
I hear you.
And the thing about it, we follow them. They don't know shit. We're confused and we follow them.
Mm-hmm.
We are the real deal. And this ain't no superiority. This ain't no relief. I'm telling you what I've seen and experienced with my own fucking eyes.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Malcolm tried to bring it, you know, bring it up, bring it through, whatever, whatever. They got rid of him. Martin Luther King in his way tried to bring it through. We got more fucking heroes than most people got hair on their heads.
Yes, we do, brother.
You see, these people, they're fucked up, man, and we're following them. They want to know why you don't do what we say do. Listen, your laws that you make are for you. They're not for me. That's baby shit you talk. We know how to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Right.
They don't know shit. And we follow them. That's what pisses me off. But my father said, God damn it, if you live long enough, you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I must be living long enough because I done seen it.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King said, we go on. The mountaintop. We are the fucking mountaintop. But we don't know it. Because you're following the wrong. It's ridiculous, man. I give them credit. I give these motherfuckers, you call them Yoruba, whatever you call them. I give them credit. We still following these stupid ass people. They don't know how to do shit. And I tell them straight up, I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to. You must be talking to a fucking asshole.
Because
that shit you running on me is weak.
Yeah.
I knew that bullshit when I was in kindergarten. But you running here now. They worry about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a pussy. He's nothing, man. If that's your fucking hero for the future, you in trouble. That's all I got to say, man. Listen, Malcolm X.
That's right.
Beautiful brother, man.
Yes, sir.
I love this brother. But Malcolm didn't fuck around with everybody. When Malcolm was in the Nation of Islam, he had no dealings with. If you wasn't in the Nation, he ain't gonna talk to you.
Okay.
But he found out as time went on, we ain't perfect.
Right.
Elijah Muhammad was a man. He wasn't perfect. But he had a message. Take the message, forget about the man. Get what he's bringing to the table. He's a man like you. Malcolm found that out later. But the deal is, man, we are born knowing what the fuck. We don't have to go to school and know this shit. We don't need no PhD. We born like that. We couldn't do wrong if you put a gun to him. We confuse and do stupid shit to each other. Mm-hmm. But you sit a brother down and speak to him. I say, this is what he comes back to his natural, you always talking about the mind. He comes back to his natural mind. When you take him out of the confusion, he says, you know that shit ain't right, man.
Right.
You know that.
Right. That's right.
You know that. We all, listen, all of us are born, black people, when they come in this fucking world. And let them grow. So the problem is, these people, as soon as you, I'm out here with the Native Americans. They also know. They're kind. They're humane. Come on in. Have some meat. Look around. They got the land. You got the Bible. Hmm. They said, oh, man. And that people are not used to that kind of savagery. They don't understand. What is that? They don't understand that shit. It takes them a long generation and generation. So the space safe to be secure to some degree, you go along to get along. But deep down inside, we know it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. You leave black people alone. Just leave them the fuck alone. They get along. They have communities. They like to cook. Everything is accessible. It's all about joy. Yeah, this motherfucker come right away. He wants to exploit. He wants to make some money off that shit. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate some of us go for it because we're caught up in this bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's all nothing but pure bullshit. That's all the fuck it is. Black people know how to get along with people. They've been getting along with people since time immemorial. But you put them in another situation, they get confused like everybody else.
That's right.
The power's over here. No, you got the fucking power. You born with the power. Mm. We godly people, man. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every day I got to look at this shit. Mm. TV, radio, Michael, LeBron, this, that, boom, boom. Listen, man. It's all bullshit, man. But when you say Malcolm X, man, I said, damn. I've watched this guy fight the world by himself. By himself. I see this man walking the street, going to the store with his wife. And he's fighting these motherfuckers by himself. And nobody did shit for him. I'm finished, man.
Right on, Baba. All right, Baba. Take care, my brother. I'll be back on the 20th on the day after Malcolm's birthday, and we'll have a celebration. Hope you join me, my friend. Take care, Baba. Yeah, that's Baba Butch. Little peppery today. Yeah, I understand. And he's right. It's bull. You know? And there's so many of us because we don't lack the historical references, the truth. Many of us, just like what they wanted us to believe, and that is that we were running around the jungle with a rag up our ass and a bone through our nose, never having created any civilization or anything of significance of any kind at any time. And nothing could be furthest from the truth. They are thieves. They are liars. That's who they are. So, you know, when the indigenous people, the native people say, the white man speak with forked tongue. They were on point, and you know it, because they've done that everywhere. They didn't come to bargain. They didn't come to trade. They came to take your shit. When they landed and they didn't see nobody, they put their flag. I claim this in the name of Spain. I claim this in the name of Portugal, France, England, Germany, whatever. I claim this. and then went about marginalizing the people that they encountered. Because everywhere they went, they encountered people. They didn't discover nothing. Discovered this, discovered that. They encountered people. And eventually, they killed those people and took their land. And because our situation, we just have to go back home. We just need the conference that needs to be had on the continent with the African Union or any other workable body that can say, this is what we're going to do as African people. And those in the diaspora who want to come home to work, to roll up their sleeves, to teach, to build. Build roads, highways, railroads, ports, cities, towns. Build the mining that needs to be done. Make sure that the land is usable for humans as well as animals. Respect the migration of the animals. We have all that we need. The only thing we don't have is our right mind. This menticidal process is ongoing and continuous. And because of the process, one of the things contained in it is self-hatred, not just doubt and inability to go beyond and think right now, self-hatred. And then what that does is make you hate yourself and those who look like you. You don't trust them. You don't believe in them. In fact, if you could, you would kill them. You hate them. So I'm saying, family, this is what we have to do. Purge ourselves of all this ignorance. Begin to first love yourself. As Dr. Clark said, we have no friends. You want a friend? You want a friend? Go look in the mirror. And don't leave that mirror till you like what you see. I ain't talking about your eyebrows or the dimples in your damn cheeks or the cleft in your chin or the shape of your lips. No. Like who you see historically. Like who you see physically. Like who you see mentally. And love who you see. And love those who look like you. That's what we're talking about. That's who we should have friends with, each other, African people. Exclude all others. No, hell with that. No, I don't want to be accused of being. If you don't understand that these people have a plan, Europeans have a plan. To eliminate. I don't play some of these things for nothing. I don't talk about this stuff for nothing. I'm trying to bring this information to our people. To let us know what time it is for us. when these crackers are talking about, you know, population control, when they're talking about putting things in food and water and so forth, they've done it. And they continue to do it. And you believe them. They have made you trust them. Yeah, family, this is tough. This is tough. And I'm hoping that we understand that for us as Africans, we have to reclaim our Africanness. I seen something the other day on Facebook, which was foul, because they had a picture of Dr. Shikantra Jop, and how the thing looked and read that Jop believed in the word El Kabbalah. That's not true. And they said that El Kabbalah is the real. That's not true. Africa. They said, well, no, Africa is named after the Europeans, Scipio Africanus, or what's the other Africanus? You know. No. Let me tell you who I listen to. I listen to the ancestors. Baba Rinoko told me. I heard it. Baba Rinoko told me personally. But I heard it from African others. Dr. John Henry Clark and so forth. So no, El Kabbalah is not the name. You know, they keep throwing this stuff back in and you get hung up on some, as Baba Butch said, some bullshit. Right on, Baba Butch. Because you're looking at and you're trying to rationalize and you're trying to make sense. And when you look at the situation globally, when you listen to these Caucasians, these Urugu, there is no doubt about it that they believe that they should be the last humans on the planet, that all other humans should be downsized or eliminated. In fact, when you talk about genocide, that's why when the people use that word genocide and because European Jews, through their constant reiteration of genocide, you know, no, they didn't experience no genocide. I don't want to get off into how many people were murdered, because that's what it was. It was a mass murder, but it wasn't no damn genocide. You know, indigenous people experienced genocide. African people experienced genocide. Oh, my brother Paul. Good afternoon, brother Paul. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm fine, but I'm well, Baba Ochi, and all the better to hear this interjection and so much truth and electric in the truth.
I say.
You know, the solution is this, Baba Ochi. We need to address, we, those who are conscious enough to fully understand what the issues are, need to build a weapon of mass defense. Okay?
Okay.
Because we, from the beginning to now, we've failed in that respect. We've not been able to defend ourselves.
Yes, you're right.
Right? That is the elephant in the room no one wants to admit to. The showboating, the dancing, mm-hmm. the entertaining, the right. singing, the shuffling the feet, the grinning.
Right.
That can't work anymore, Baba Ochi. The singing, the praying, that is not going to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have to address our minds to building a weapon of mass defense. Now, whatever that means to the individual,
mm-hmm.
that has to be built. And it has to start, obviously, with the mind, because a lot of our people's mind, as you rightfully put it, have been captured and yes. conquered.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
And, you know, those of us who have managed to attempt to free our minds, meaning that those of us who really understand the nature of the problem, right, we really seriously have to start building this. And it has to be built uncompromisingly.
Right.
It's not a thing right. you're seeking people's permission to do. It's not a thing you're going to say to somebody whether it's going to happen or not. It's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we're at, Baba Ochi. It's just going to happen, whether you like it or not. You have no choice in the matter. That's the stage we're at.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, this thing has to be done. So if we have to go to war over it, so be it.
So be it.
This is where I'm at in my mind. If I have to go to war with you to prove that we need this, so be it. This is where we're at. Because, you know, you watch a thing on TV and they show you how they mass murder people, and they're telling you that's not happening in your face. You're watching it and your mind's telling you this is extraordinary, and they're telling you it's not.
Right.
They're telling you that these devils have a right to defend themselves, and they are mass murdering people for you to see openly. And they're telling you nonsense, and they're using our money to do it.
Yeah.
That's a ludicrous thing. They're using our money. Some people are struggling to pay their bills, to keep a roof over their head, to feed themselves. They're taking your money, sending it to these devils, and telling you that's not what you can see with your open eyes. They're telling you that's not what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is happening. So therefore, the only solution to our problem is to develop a weapon of mass defense. Because if we don't, the same thing we're watching, I am so confirmed that's us next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're showing you it. That is why they're showing it to the world. Why else would they show it to the world? Why else would they be so arrogant and brash to show this to the world? Why? Because that's their plan. And we are past the stage of having to wake up. We're past that stage. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I listened to the elder, and you know, he knows.
Yeah.
And you hear that frustration because he knows. And our behavior, I've said it a million times, is totally ridiculous.
I
don't care who likes it, who don't like it. I don't care. Our behavior, I see it, is totally buffoonery and ridiculous. So ridiculous that sometimes I watch up and I think I've come down an alternative reality. I think I've woken up in some alternative reality. I woke up in a comedy show. I mean, I'm a guest. I'm not even a guest. I'm a participant in some comedy show. When I see our behavior, the way the nonchalant crap we talk, when the reality of it is that these devils are active in our plan for our destruction.
That's right.
Active.
Very much so. In our extermination, in our elimination. And yet we still go on and dance. Like right now, there's this big rap between two of the top big rappers, you know, here in the States, you know, and that's got a lot of publicity, and these cats are battling back and forth. It's ridiculous on some bull, you know.
You know, their job, right? I love rapping. Sorry to cut you, Baba Ochi. Mm-hmm. Rapping is my thing. I love hip hop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. But the reality of it is, right, a lot of the nonchalance nonsense I've turned off of, because I absolutely know that those who are pushing that crap, right, are there to distract us. They're the ones, when we are under enslavement, who stayed, told us, let's stay with Martha, let's stay with him and stay in this circumstance. They really didn't want to be free. Yeah, they just wanted to take the crumbs off the table. Okay, right. That's where they are. And that's what they're doing now. That's what they're doing, helping us to stay in this state. But we ain't going to stay in this state. No way, Jose. No way. No way. No way. And I, you know why I know and I'm so certain that it's not? Because, you know, for all the things these people have done, the money, the effort, the systems they've built to keep our minds so in chains, some of us are not in those chains. We're breaking out.
Right.
Because if we weren't breaking out, we wouldn't be able to speak this way.
Exactly.
And we wouldn't have the confidence to just tell it to the world.
Yes.
That's why I know that they can't win. Because they're after our minds, but they haven't captured all our minds. And they haven't captured all the children's minds either, because I've listened to some of the children. They haven't.
Right.
But we have a job to do, and we have to build a weapon of mass protection and defense. Because if we don't, that's it for us, Baba Ochi.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's the mind. To me, the weapon is knowledge, information that we instill in us about who we are, what our purpose is, developing concepts of Ma'at and concepts of the Nguza Saba, developing concepts of love and commitment to work together, to build together, no matter where we are. We're brothers and sisters, whether you in the UK or me in Atlanta or anywhere else, Ghana, whatever, that we are an African people. That we are an African people, and we will reject all the craziness, all the buffoonery, all the stupidness. We're going to reject it, and we're going to work with one another and build one another to create the reality. See, when you people talk about power, power's not voting. Power's not information or education. Power ain't none of that. Power is the ability to define reality. And we need to define reality for ourselves and shape it and fashion it in our image and in our interest for our prosperity, for our very survival. Because what these folks are doing is basically a declaration of war. They've already told you, we want to downsize the planet. We want to deal in population control. And the first group that we want to get rid of are Africans, because they're most dispensable. They don't do nothing. We want to get rid of them. And because of our behavior and what we do, it's almost, you know, logical for that to happen. That's sad.
And the fact is, Baba Ochi, we know, Baba Butch knows.
Yeah.
And all the people who contribute to this platform know.
That's
they
right.
Don't believe this, what I'm about to say. They don't believe this, Baba Ochi. They know that all of us, we can do so much better. They know that. You see, that's where the frustration comes in, you know, Baba Ochi, because it doesn't matter what people think about us, really. It doesn't matter what they write in their books, in their hocus pocus, and in their nonsense here. But what matters is what we think about ourselves.
Self,
and that's where
right.
We're doing wrong.
That's yeah? right. Exactly.
Right. That's what matters. And the behavior is the demonstration of how we think about ourselves. So we know. We like the older says, and he's so right. We know, but why do we behave like we're so? Yeah. Bubby, it frustrates me so much when I see this crazy ass behavior. And sometimes in my progress in my life, maybe I've fallen for it too, because I've gone along to get along. Yeah, I have. I've gone along to get along, but I knew better. I knew better.
Right.
And it bothered me. That's right. Why in the end I said, no, I can't carry on like that.
Exactly.
Because this is crazy.
Exactly.
Crazy. I can't just carry on like these lunatics around me trying to convince me that this is the right behavior. So when I talk about the behavior, or I'm not saying that we're failing as a people wholesale. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we as a people know we can do better. We know. But then we go along to get along. Like the elder says, and I have to reiterate it. And that's so mad. So mad.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
But we're going to get out of this madness, brother. We're going to get out of it, brother. Thanks a lot, yes. Paul. Appreciate you. All right. Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. It's Mother's Day this Sunday. And hopefully that you have opportunity to do something for or with your mother, if she's still living, or go visit her, if she has gone into the ancestor realm. And then next week, be safe, and I return on the 24th, a Malik El Shabazz commemoration day. Brothers and sisters, Shem Hotep. That means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fortier means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Take care, family. Peace.